Who's going to get some Green River to have with their corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day? I know I am. It's Wendy Snyder in for John Landecker tonight. And joining us right now is CEO and President of Sprecher, Sharad Chadha. Hi, Sharad.
Hi, Wendy. How are you? Thank you so much.
Well, we need to find out. I don't know if there's anyone from the Chicago metro area who's not tasted a nice, refreshing Green River soda pop.
I agree with you. I think it's one of the most popular things of Chicago, and it's a well-kept secret around the world, but we're going to get it all over. You know, it's a brand that started in 1916.
What?
And it's been there for, like 100-some-year-old. That's right.
All right. I didn't know it was that long. I remember having Green River as a kid. We obviously, you're having it on St. Patrick's Day because it's green. And I can't find it any other time. Is it available year-round?
We are going to make it available year-round. It is generally available in all your popular and good grocers, retailers, and now even in stores, I mean, in restaurants like Cheval and others, and Binny's, you know, Jewel Osco, Myers, Kudos. But we're going to try to make it all year round. And we make it now in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so we'll have it all year round, sure.
So it's made at a brewery?
That's right.
Okay, this is crazy. So, this is crazy town, Sharad.
It is. So it's a full circle, Wendy. What a cool story. So let me give you a little background. It's 1916. This guy named Richard Jones, a confectioner in Iowa, Davenport, created it for high school students. It was soda fountain. They didn't even know what to call it, so they called it Green River, and it got its name from there. But then during Prohibition looming, the Schoenhofen Edelweiss Brewing Company, which was also a brewery in Chicago in the 1920s, was going to get shut down due to Prohibition. So they bought this soda company and said, we're going to sell the Green River soda. And it became really popular. Even after, in the 30s, when Prohibition ended, it was their second most popular sales item. Actually, it was trailing just behind Coca-Cola.
Really?
Nationally. It was that popular, right? It was amazing. It was eye-catching. It was bright and lemony lemon and green. And, of course, during St. Patrick's Day, it would go crazy. But it was a very popular drink till the company, the brewery, went under in 1950s. Then it sort of tagged along. And then we bought it at Sprecher Brewing Company in 2021. And since then, we've taken it across the country now, yeah.
Well, all right. So do you think Al Capone had it?
You know, I think the rumor was they used to use it to put these green bottles, bright green on top, and something else underneath. I don't know what it was, but there was. That's how they shipped stuff. Yeah.
That is crazy. All right. Well, I've seen it at my local grocer, at both of them that I go to. And I could be wrong, but I feel like, did the flavor change at all since its first inception?
You know, we've tried to maintain the same flavor. Of course, the flavor houses, because when we bought it through Seth Green River Synergy and then with Beverage, of course, there's a little bit of a recipe followed by two chefs would taste a little different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've tried to keep the authenticity. As a matter of fact, an 89-year-old grandpa got it as a gift, and it was on TikTok. It got 3 million views on TikTok because he became that 6-year-old kid. When he was a child, it's nostalgic. It's so cool, you know. That's the beauty of this product.
It is just a cool color, and in honor of dyeing the Chicago River green, we are talking to the CEO and president of Sprecher, Sharad Chadha. And I have to tell you, my kids, when they were younger, would put vanilla ice cream in it and make a Green River float, and it's just pretty and tasty.
It's unbelievable. My son has it, so my son loves our root beer float. Sprecher makes a honey-based, fire-brewed root beer, but also the Green River. During St. Patrick's Day, we actually sell that in our brewery, and it's very popular, and it looks great. By the way, Cheval, you know, the restaurant chain, they're going to have a Green River float through the end of March, St. Patrick's Day of March. So if anyone wants to try it, you can have it there too.
Okay, that is awesome.
Exactly right.
I didn't really know the history of Green River soda, and I do say soda. I don't say soda pop. I don't know why I said that, but I just didn't know the history of it, and I didn't know it had been around since the early 1900s.
Oh, absolutely. It's a very eye-catching color, and we keep it like that. It's real sugar, that lemony lime, kind of a little hint and a little bit of sugar. It's different, you know. It's nothing like any other. And Green River, it has songs written about it. The Clearwater Revival song, you know, Green River.
Yeah, that's what we came out with, yeah.
In 16, you know, and then, of course, it's moved around, and we've had it since 2021, and we've maintained it. We've taken, you know, four major areas where St. Patrick's Day is celebrated in a big way, Chicago being one of the biggest, coloring the river green, Boston, Savannah, Georgia, Washington, Seattle, Spokane. All those places are now going to have our Green River product, and people love it. I mean, you can have beer, or less and less people are drinking alcohol.
I know.
So they like this kind of stuff, you know? And they can use it with other things, CBD, THC, whatever you like.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people are not drinking, you know, alcohol. I still like, I'm sorry, I have to have like a good rye Manhattan every once in a while, you know. Got to do it. All right. So
hey, I'm a brewer. We make beer and soda and RTD cocktails. So, of course, that's my bread and butter. But soda, NA, non-alcoholic, is our big thing. Sprecher root beer, cream orange being the main. And now Juvie, the energy drink. And Green River, of course, is a specialty soda for 105 years. Yep.
Well, that's incredible. You got a lot of good things that you're taking care of. Who doesn't like root beer?
Thank you. I love it. You know, during 2020, during the COVID, everything closed, and a lot of Chicago people, everything was shut down in Illinois, pretty much Chicago. So you all came up north to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee, to our brewery. There'd be buses or even limos, and they'd come and take a brewery tour and drink our soda and beer, and it was quite awesome. And since then, we gave away 15,000 root beer floats for free. During August, a root beer float day, and we almost got a Guinness record for that. Yeah.
Really?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah.
All right, so Sprecher Brewing Company, the oldest craft brewery in Milwaukee, still there today.
That's right. That's right. Glendale, Wisconsin. And we've been there. And Glendale, the city called it, it's a little bit north. I mean, it's right by downtown Milwaukee. It calls it the root beer capital of the universe. Glendale, Wisconsin. That's where we are. Yes.
You have a great job. You have a lot of fun there, don't you?
It's unbelievable. You know, Wendy, I heard a 7-year-old kid in our tap room after the tour tell his mom, "Mom, this is the best day of my life."
Oh, my God.
Because he got all the soda he could drink and make, how soda is made and how he can drink it and make floats and eat. I mean, it was just fun, you know, for kids and adults, too. We have beer. We have other cocktails. Sure.
That is great. All right. Well, it's such a pleasure to meet you. You are a funny person. You like to have fun. CEO and president of Sprecher Brewing Company in Milwaukee. He's Sharad Chadha, and I will toast you with a Green River on March 17th.
Thank you. I will do the same, Wendy. You're a pleasure to talk to, and your listeners and viewers are welcome to come to Sprecher Brewery in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or have it at any of the big stores. The green displays are beautiful, waterfall displays and big stores and Jewel or Mariano, Caputo, whatever. You just and have it and enjoy it St. Patrick's Day and any other time of the year. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. You're fun. All right, Sharad, thank you so much, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That is a fun job to have, that he really enjoys it, and I enjoy talking to him. And I just went by the Green River 2 days ago. I still have yet to get my corned beef and potatoes. And do you peel your carrots or do you not peel your carrots? I do, because when you're boiling them like that, if you don't peel them, that skin gets reminds me of Grandpa Simpson. So you got to peel them.